Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Connection is a healthy and essential aspect of our daily lives. From a warm hug after a hard day to kind words just when we need them, these gentle moments give us an understanding of life's true meaning. But when the ability to connect is interrupted by the hustle of daily life and to-do lists pile up next to the worry of who needs school supplies, sometimes making decisions about our health and the well-being of our loved ones can take a back seat. When it comes to those we care for, vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories, and along with other measures, are one way to help prevent certain diseases. At Merck, we envision communities where families, healthcare providers, local organizations, and advocates work together. Health equity happens when every person, regardless of age and ethnicity, in every community, has fair access to healthcare, including the vaccines they need. For more information, please visit whyvaccines.com.
Clap those cheeks, mate. Clap them.
Clap them.
Clap them, guys. Deaf to all of them. Hi, everyone. Hi. I hope I didn't scream too loudly there for your ears. But welcome back to the podcast, which is called Get Your Willies Out. The podcast where we attempt, emphasis on attempt, to give you advice on your fucked up lives, whether that's about love, relationships, sex, willies, I don't know, being the other woman.
Anal fissures.
Fishing. Have you got a fishing issue? Bring it.
Have you ever been fishing?
I have been fishing. I once went fishing when I was younger.
You look like a fisherman. Yes, it's fun.
That was the core I was going for. Fishing core. No, I have been fishing. I've got a funny story about fishing, actually. Do you want to hear it?
How long is it?
About 7 inches, about 7.5 inches.
Oh, yeah, right. Smaller than mine, then.
Is that strictly true?
How do you know?
I don't know. We do live together, don't we?
Yeah.
No, I have been fishing, and then my dad, what's it called? He, cast out the line, and it went into the water. Obviously, that's what happens when you fish. And my ADHD, my undiagnosed ADHD meant that I was hyper fixated on it and I was watching it. But because I was watching him, watching the bait fly in the air, I stepped forward and fell in the pond. I was screaming, splashing around. And I just heard my mum say, just stand up. It was literally about a heartbeat. She was like, stand up.
You know when they used to say at primary school, you can drown in this amount of water? And yeah. You're like, how?
You
are the how.
Very nice. So how are you? Yeah, anything new? Anyway, so unemployed. Back to me. So basically the other day, I was out and I'm joking. Unemployed.
Yeah, I'm unemployed.
Oh God. Yeah. Cheers to that. It's on the dole. On the bennies, darling.
It's lovely. Well.
No, you're a little bit depressed, aren't you?
I actually don't ever have anything to say.
Probably for the best. Because people
I'm
listen.
Just sitting here waiting for things to happen. Well, do you want some willies?
Oh, never say no to a willy.
Never say no to a willy, eh?
And that's right. Probably where my problem lies, to be honest. You know how You know how like phones are getting bigger and bigger?
Yes.
This is why are you so aggressive about that?
Because yes. I have a really strong opinion about big phones these days.
Because your phones,
I think they're
like,
too big.
Your phones are borrower, mate.
It's a phone size. Everyone else's phones are starting to look like iPads.
Like I literally thought about uh-huh. to say, like, imagine this, like, in
like
the future,
just texting like this.
Hold an iPad.
People.
Hello.
That is honestly the future. People are ridiculous with the size of their phones these days.
No, but I feel like your phone size is like, I don't know, it's just, I don't know.
It's if you,
it's giving
let's
gim.
Not forget.
It's giving gim.
5 to 10 years ago, that was a normal size phone.
Yeah, well, 5 to 10 years ago, it was not okay to be gay, and we should go back to that.
Right.
No?
Okay.
Right, so topics for the willies this week. So we've got Vape Nation.
Right.
We've got Switch or Twist.
We've had a similar one about
Twist.
We had Dick
or Twist.
Dick or Twist.
No,
it's Switch.
Switch or Twist.
It's just like a Nintendo Switch.
Wow, what do you think?
I think it's like, I don't know, like maybe switch up the game. Like when you're having sex, you go from missionary to like reverse cowgirl maybe.
Interesting.
That's what I'm
we'll
thinking.
We'll come back to that. We've got Vagation.
Oh, I'm going on one of them, innit?
Oh, yeah. Where are you going?
Miami.
Oh, is that a Vagation, is it?
Oh, yeah, God.
Why are you being so like standoffish about it?
Yeah, it is. And what next? Yeah, I'm gay. Move on. Come on.
And the last one is
The Other Woman.
The Other Woman.
Anna Del Rey. Oh my God, being the other woman, it's kind of iconic, though.
Have you been the other woman?
Why are we getting personal?
That's yes. I've been the other woman.
It's not about me, darling.
I've been the other woman.
We've all been the other woman, let's be honest.
Well, I think it's one of the most exciting but toxic parts of my life.
I feel like
I was the other woman.
Being the other woman is very similar. It's like a slut phase. Everyone needs one. You need to be in the other woman once, I think.
Yeah. You always get hurt, but like it's worth doing for the plot.
Oh my God, the plot is always worth doing for. Yeah. Sometimes when I'm literally in agonising pain, like emotional pain, I'll stop and think, you know what? The plot's thick. The plot's at least
with
the plot's
thick. With two teeth.
Oh no, you're right. I'm interested about the Switch, the Nintendo Switch,
Switch
and the Twist.
Alright.
We're doing all of them.
Well, it depends what we've got time for, eh? Hey?
Hurry up then, hurry come up, on. I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued.
So this is from Bradley. He's 28 and he's from Brixton.
Oh.
Neighbours.
But Brixton.
Neighbours.
You'll be there for one another. Oh.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, with the riffs.
Don't remember that.
Sorry, that's Ariana Grande's version. Sorry, she covered it.
Imagine.
Coachella.
So, Bradley, 28, from Brixton.
Okay.
Says, hey, guys.
I'm almost 28, are you?
I am 28.
That's disgusting behaviour. Good.
Hey, guys. I've just started dating someone who is, as far as I can tell...
What?
The
gay.
One.
The one.
Presumably also gay.
I just want to let you know that there isn't actually anything, that's, the one doesn't exist. Love isn't actually real.
All right, well, let's give Bradley a chance, shall we?
Just warning you, Bradley. Just giving you a way out.
I've never, well, maybe that's what he wants. I've never felt like this about someone before. The chemistry is off the scale.
It's what so, they always say, narc. Narc.
It's so easy to be with it. You're so annoying.
The narc button. Narc.
You can have your say in a minute, but let Bradley have his.
All right.
The chemistry is off the scale. It's so easy to be with him. And neither of us are shy about saying how much we like each other.
Aww.
It's everything I've been waiting for.
Cute.
But what do you think is coming?
We're brothers.
He's a strict top.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
I'm verse, so I don't mind bottoming most of the time.
Not most.
But if it gets really serious and I never got to top again, I can't help but feel I'd be missing something.
Also, if you're strictly bottom in a relationship and it's a long-term relationship and the sex is like healthy and ongoing, but I'm saying, but if that was to carry on in the relationship and he would just top strictly, you'd always bottom, you will prolapse eventually.
Yeah.
You actually will. So I think being verse in a relationship is actually important.
And he says, is it worth calling off for someone over? Maybe I can change his mind.
When he's a... No.
No? Right, well, that's that then, Bradley. Sorry about that.
No.
Why?
I was about to say when he's asleep, but I thought, you know, that's actually sexual assault. And I was like, I couldn't say that. Why? Would I, like, and that was an intrusive thought that should have stayed in my head.
Oh, my God.
Cut that bit out.
Yeah, we'll cut that bit out.
I think if you love him, as much as you say you do. Which...
I don't know if they're there yet. I think they've just started dating.
All right, well, why don't you go fuck Bradley then, if you want to.
He's got quite a fit name, so I might.
Bradley's quite a hot name. Mm. I think if you like each other a lot, which will fade, just saying.
You are so jaded. Please, everyone needs to know for context that Jake is like multiple times heartbroken. So like anything he says, take with a pinch of salt.
Yeah, don't listen to me. I'm like, honestly, I'd walk away right now because every single human you ever meet will end up disappointing you, breaking your heart, ripping it out of your chest and stamping on it.
Right.
And you know he's saying now he likes you a lot. He's fucking lying.
Okay.
Sorry, I just need a minute. No, I think if you really, really like someone... like you say you fucking do, then I think it's such a shame to end it over something like that, which could be explored. He might be a strict top now, but I don't know. One day, maybe like...
You think he could change his mind?
Well, I just think, look, you're in the kitchen, he's chopping up some carrots.
His booty's looking
he's
perky.
He's looking juice, darling, juice. What? Sorry, he's got a stammer. He's got a stutter. he's looking juicy, and you go up behind him, you put the hand around the waist, and you just like, oh, like, you know, you just
seduce him
and seduce him into bottom before you know it, he might be putting those shorts off
and
spreading them.
I actually agree with you for once.
I cheers to that, darling. Cheers. When has that ever happened? Cheers
to bottoming.
You wouldn't know.
Well, I say this as someone who is dating a strict
bottom. No, we get it. You got a boyfriend. Like, I just move on.
Okay.
But anyway, carry on.
Well, my boyfriend started off as a bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he identifies now as, but he has been inside me. So
he has.
So generally, I would say people can be convinced, like, especially if they really like you. But if I think it's actually easier to convince them the other way, because if they're a bottom that needs to convince them to top, they probably don't have any of these like internal like homophobic things
of course, it's
that
not like,
make them want to top. Like this could be a guy, depending on who he is, like who is a strict top because he is really internally homophobic and he doesn't want to be a bottom because of the submissive nature of it.
And it's like the masculinity that has been like compromised.
And that's actually really hard to break down, I think.
Therapy.
Therapy.
Once again, expensive. We always talk about that. It is expensive. Yeah, I don't know. Sell your body. I don't know. So do what everyone else does.
It doesn't sound, by the fact that you like him this much, like, I don't know. It doesn't sound like he's that kind of guy. Bradley seems like a reasonable fellow.
No, but Bradley could also be like me and keep on running through these red flags.
Yeah, the red flags.
That one. Could be like me and doing that.
So I would say it's worth giving it a try.
Did you just say desperate?
Did I? Must have just slipped out. I don't think I did.
Why my reaction so delayed? You did say desperate. Maybe I thought it. Oh, well, you know what? Proof's in the pudding, darling. We'll listen back.
Definitely worth trying to change his mind. Maybe not too early. Like, you know, maybe explore it a little bit more.
Don't be prodding it in the bedroom anytime soon.
Ask some leading questions. Yeah. You know, like, just keep complimenting his bum.
And has he
like,
said?
Oh, such a waste that you've never bottomed. You've got such a gorgeous ass. Like,
so
sandwich it in a compliment.
Yeah.
I'm so toxic. I'm like, manipulate him
what
into
I'm,
spreading
what
his
I'm
legs.
Hearing is absolutely just manipulating the fuck out of him into spreading his cheeks and letting you fuck him. And letting you invade his backside.
Backside!
Backside! Backside button.
Backside! It's like the DJ button at school on the keyboard. DJ!
DJ!
Backside!
Backside!
Right, we're
yeah,
toxic.
No, I think you're right. I think, listen, any hole's a goal. Say that to him. Any hole's a goal, including your hole, darling. Obviously, do it respectfully. God, this is
respectfully open your bussy. Respectfully spread the cheeks.
Oh, it's such a shame that you don't want to spread those cheeks. They're so lovely and plump.
I think is it worth calling it off over
no
over this? I don't think.
You know
so.
What you could do? You could say, hey, there's this new festival, Mighty Hoop. La. Do you fancy going? Maybe we could go to your Mighty Hoop. Then don't say the la.
Worst case.
Yeah.
Later down the line.
What?
Or actually, do you know what? No, you have to tell him at some point how you're feeling about this.
Oh my God, yeah, communication, the big so.
Because if it's like either I leave you or I top you a couple of times a month, like he's probably going to let you top him if you really
that's
like to.
No, but I'm going to stop you there, darling.
What is that blackmail?
That's giving blackmail.
But it's
giving,
true.
That's giving ultimatum.
He's considered. But it is an ultimatum. It's important to him.
So love's not conditional, is it? Unconditional, what? Sorry.
No, it's not unconditional. Of course it's not unconditional.
I don't know any love, mate.
Of course love's not unconditional.
No, of course you're right.
If my boyfriend cheats on me, my love is reconditioned somewhere else.
You cheat on him back.
I would do that.
You would.
Yeah, absolutely would.
In a few minutes. In a few minutes, she'd be out cheating on him back.
Right, should we move on? I think we've answered that, Bradley.
Yeah, so, no, yeah, just talk to him.
I'm sure.
And I
fine.
Think you can change his mind. 100%, Bradley.
I've changed a lot of minds in my time. I think it's doable. Depends that's... if you're fit or not. I think you probably are.
Yeah, if you're. Yeah.
With a name like Bradley.
Send us a picture.
Oh.
Of your face. Next one.
Right, what are you thinking? Do you remember them?
The other woman.
Do you remember them?
Cry, yeah, that's the one I'm choosing.
Pick one, then.
I'm not just singing.
Oh, the other woman.
Yeah, fucking hell, what do you think I'm doing giving a free concert?
Right, there she is.
Hello, other woman.
The other woman.
Lana. Lana Del Gay.
Okay, the other woman. This is from Francesca.
Francesca!
She really is a woman.
Oh.
She's 27, she's from Deptford.
I like, oh my god, I know Deptford.
Yeah.
I know it quite well, my friend lives there.
Oh, poor them.
I think it's quite a nice area.
She said, okay, boys. Okay, oh, boys.
Cool. All right, but right, no, she means business. All right, boys.
Don't judge me.
Darling, would we ever?
We never judge the other woman.
Absolutely not.
We've been there.
Have you seen that meme where it's like, I don't judge, and then it's a picture of Simon Cowell?
Right, so Francesca lives with a guy and his girlfriend.
Slut.
But sorry. They're never both in the flat at once.
Okay.
One is always off on trips or on work.
What kind of
whatever.
Trips? Are we talking
work.
About... Ayahuasca ceremony
work.
Trips. Right. Thank you. Clarify.
Or whatever.
Right.
So
they're just not in the flat.
They're not both in the flat at the same time, she's saying.
Okay.
She said, I'm very tactile and so is the boy. Mm. His girlfriend isn't, and she can be quite dismissive of him when he's needy.
No, we don't need the avoidant. No, honestly, I'm all
going to
say, Francesca. There's no space for the avoidance here. No space.
We don't support them.
We don't support them, absolutely not.
And
that's
them.
So peak, actually. Sorry.
Now, the girlfriend has gone on tour for a year. You can see where this is going.
A year?
Me and the boy...
Where's she going?
I don't know, babes. I can't read minds.
Well,
or,
could
or
you
emails.
Find out? Because it's important.
Well, I don't know. So we're going to carry on.
All right.
The girlfriend's gone on tour for a whole year.
That's a long time.
You can see where this is going. Me and the boy share a bed every night and are having the world's most blatant emotional affair. Everyone comments on our Instagrams asking if we're shagging.
What? What, because you just, what, do you post on their story that you're in bed together?
Well, like, probably snuggles. Not in bed, but like, do you know what I mean? They're obviously...
Is the girlfriend seeing?
Well, this is what I'm thinking.
Wait, if like, the girlfriend not seeing?
Maybe she's so avoidant she doesn't give a fuck.
Oh my God, we've all known them.
No.
We all love them. Oh God, gag for her.
he says he wants to end it with his girlfriend and we have so much connection, but mm-hmm. he cries whenever he talks about it.
Oh...
I don't know
is
why.
Is he an ugly crier? That's so important. Because you want to get over it, just watch them cry. I'll give you the ick.
This is a long one. I've got to get it out.
Sorry,
Jake.
Get it out.
I don't know why we're pretending it's not cheating. Do I wait it out until he dumps her? Or do I need to be more pushy? This episode is brought to you by Ripple nicotine-free vapes.
Jakey, you've got to get off those vapes. You're going to get addicted, babe.
Addicted? To what?
Nicotine, babes.
It's got no nicotine in it, you stupid, stupid git.
Shut up.
It's a Ripple.
A what?
It's got no nicotine in it. It's nicotine free.
No.
No word of a lie, try it. It's
I'm
so the, nice.
Oh my God, I'm a bit nervous.
It's delish, it's scrunch.
I've never had one of these before.
Try it. Have a little puff, just a little puff, just a little puff. Thoughts?
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's actually
it
lovely, you know.
Slaps.
What is that, lavender? Is
yeah,
it?
It's the dream one. It's for stress relief and relaxation. I like chonging on mine in bed before I go to sleep. It sends me right off. They also do a happy one.
Shut up. That's good for you.
Yeah.
You're going to need that.
Needed. Needed. Because you know that nicotine makes your anxiety and depression worse.
So
yeah,
for all
so
our
anxiously attached girlies, ditch the normal vapes and get on the Ripples, the 0% nicotine plant-powered puffs. And for 15% off, you can use code WILLIESOUT at therippleco.co.uk.
Go on, girls.
Don't be shy.
Get off the nicotine.
Nicotine needs it, darling. Fuck nicotine.
Fuck nicotine.
Up the bum.
Up the arse, that's it, darling.
I think lock him in a room. Time up.
Him on his own?
On his own, of course. Right. Say, if you don't dump your girlfriend, I'll kill your entire family. Every single one, including your nan. And you know what? I'll steal your nan's ashes. I'll steal your nan's ashes and I'll sprinkle them on Judge Rinder's courtroom.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
You're gagged. He's gagged in the story.
Fully gagged.
He's gagged. I think this is such a tricky one because obviously it's a very sensitive subject because, you know, they've got a relationship, but she's gone for a year. And by the sounds of it, he's not about, you know, this girl anymore. He's done with it. So it's hard, isn't it? Because
there's a lot of complications there.
Oh, there's so many complications. I just like, think, I don't know, like...
In your experience of being the other woman...
I've never been the other woman. What are you talking about?
Has it worked out?
I don't know. I've never been the other woman. It's not on brand for me.
The side eye.
Being the other woman, for me, sometimes... This is actually, you need to be careful. What's her name? Rebecca.
Francesca.
We just got a story, Francesca.
Rebecca in the frame.
You need to be careful because in my experience being the other woman, sometimes as human beings, you do naturally want something you can't have. Wanting something that you can't have seems a lot more like enticing than having something that you can easily access. It's just why like people that are like really mysterious are hot because you're like, oh my God, I can't have them. When people are needy like us, we're just
not attractive.
People know they literally could just be like, hey, and I'm like, all right then. Yeah. Okay.
Enter me.
All right. Better. And so you need to be careful that like you actually like him for the right reasons and not just because like he's off limits. Because if this guy actually ends it with this girl and then all of a sudden you're like, Wait a second. Now I'm looking at him.
This is the whole thing.
This bitch kind of ugly.
This is the thing, actually, because like even if she doesn't think that, even if she thinks, actually, yeah, I do really like him for who he is,
yeah,
it puts a lot of pressure.
So much pressure
on the relation, on your subsequent relationship working. Because if a month in, you start to go, I'm seeing parts of him that I hadn't seen before. I don't know if this is right for me.
Do you know what I mean? Like you are just experiencing the good sides of each other.
There's a lot of pressure on you to then keep that relationship because... he's left a God knows how long relationship for it.
And you could turn around to you and be like, I left my girlfriend
for you.
And
that is what would happen. That is what would happen.
Then why is that from experience?
Yeah. No.
No, of course not.
And also, in my experience of being the other woman.
I think the other woman. That's disgusting. You know what? I really don't rate that. I really, really don't rate that at all. That's really toxic and I will not stand for that. You need to respect them and respect yourself.
For the audio listeners, Jake is winking at the camera multiple times. But in my experience, and I think they say this at the beginning of... Have you seen that series with Viola Davis?
No, I love
How
Viola.
How to Get Away with Murder?
Yes, I love it.
I'm sure at the beginning of that series, she's talking to the other woman and she goes, listen. Or someone says to her, like, listen, sweetie, this is the thing you got to know about being the other woman.
Yeah.
Men never leave their wives.
Oh my God, I remember this, and it's so
and
true.
They don't.
Like the one, like,
they don't leave them.
They actually don't
because they're scared of. Yeah. They're scared of not being safe. Like the wife is safe. So I think actually the answer is don't wait until he dumps her, and don't be pushy. It's probably dump him. Leave him.
Oh, plot twist.
Also, if he's cheating on her, he'll cheat on you.
No, my God, I think this. When people are
it's
like,
true though.
When relationships overlap. And stuff. I'm always thinking this person has it in them. They wouldn't hesitate to do this to you. Like even if you're sat there thinking, yeah, but it's different because
in
they
the
really
right circumstances,
me. They definitely and it's felt also like this not, with a person before.
And it's also not about like it's not necessarily about like oh, but he's obviously not being treated right, and he's in love with someone new. Blah blah blah. Fair enough, but that isn't a respectful way of dealing with it. Like the respectful way of dealing with it is like if my boyfriend was gonna like. Leave me for someone else.
Yeah, he has. Oh, did you not know that? Sorry, darling. What? I thought it was common knowledge.
I would want them to talk to me, explain it to me.
No, but you know, it's
before
you know
shagging
what?
Someone else.
Yeah, I know, but it's
and
so, it is harder. That is hard.
But that is a respectful way to do it.
Yeah, I know, but
and if
hard.
He doesn't respect her now, he's not going to respect you.
You know what? Actually, and whilst you are being the other woman, come on, let's talk about like. Just enjoy it a little bit. Enjoy it a little bit because there is something said to it. Laying in the bath, a glass of wine, listening to Lana Del Rey, thinking, I relate to every single lyric in these songs. And I'm like, you know what? I am the other woman. It's because I'm so alluring. Just enjoy it. People call it toxic. I call it growth.
And also the other thing is you're not gonna stop seeing him because you obviously have this thing, like connection.
Yeah. Oh my God. Don't we always say this?
You're not gonna.
We always say this. People are like, what should I do? I'm like, well, I can tell you what you should do, but you're not going
to
do it.
You're not going to do it. So you're not going to listen to us. You're going to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And so you're going to wait until probably he decides what to do.
The go-back theory. What's my go-back theory? Should I explain it? I should. The go-back theory works. Keep going back until they literally rip your soul apart.
There's no self-respect. No, like, keep going back until they trod on you.
Okay, there's no self-respect, but sorry, but if you don't have self-respect, that is what you just have to do. You have to keep going back until they literally rip your soul apart.
What about the listeners that do have self-respect?
Good for you. Babes, if they're listening, they don't have self-respect. Come on.
They're listening to a podcast called Get Your Willies Out. They've got no self-respect.
Come on, we know our audience, darling.
Yeah.
But if you keep going back, and they'll rip your soul apart, but then you have to build yourself back up, but at least you know that you tried. This is what my mindset is. And yes, I got a lot of trauma out of it, and I got many a sty out of it, but it worked, because I don't have any regrets, because I'm
ongoing,
like, I tried my... What?
Ongoing, is it?
What, the sty?
The, you know, the trauma and the styes.
Well, yeah, they go hand in hand, unfortunately.
It's not easy, is it?
Oh, it's not easy, is it?
Right, Francesca, good luck to you. Enjoy.
Just enjoy being another woman. Like, we only live once. You could die tomorrow. Just enjoy it.
Vacation.
What's the next one?
It's a good one.
I'm guessing you want a vacation. Just do vacation. Because I'm hinting. I'm getting the hint. You want to do vacation.
I would actually love to. We should do a vacation and do a pod episode.
Oh my god!
That'd be so sick.
Oh my god, we should.
Anyone want to sponsor us to go to somewhere hot?
Oh my god, a really nice resort, maybe in like Mexico or something. Oh my god,
we'll do some
so
videos
nice.
For ya.
We'll do lots of videos. We'll be like around the pool, won't we?
Yeah.
We'll do like pina colada. Doing like bombs in the pool. We'll be prepping anal for pina coladas, won't we?
Ooh. That's not it.
Maybe right. We should. That'll be fun. Batlins.
So this is James. He's 29.
Mm-hmm.
And he's from...
Where?
Clapham. We need a Clapham alarm, don't we?
Clapham! Oh, it'll be like... Wah, wah, wah.
We should get some sound effects on this.
We should. Right. Oh my God, I thought we'd filtered out the Clapham ones. Anyway, carry on. Yeah,
they're everywhere, unfortunately. I don't know about you, but all I seem to see on my Instagram feed is young gays my age on luxurious holidays, constantly with a big gaggle of other gays.
Sorry about that. It's not me.
It's not you. It's you can't afford it.
I literally sit in my room making videos about my sty. That's
what I do. That is the truest thing
you've ever
said. I'm
like, day three of the sty. Still not going.
At least you're self-aware, babe.
I know.
He says, I honestly don't know how they all afford it. Same, to be honest. And I don't know if you noticed this. Like... I certainly have noticed it lately, like, at least in April, like, everyone is constantly on holiday.
No, we think, no, I have this theory about social
media.
And
they're like
media.
On you're BA, only, like,
no, but you're
BA
only,
club.
Yeah, but you're seeing, like, only a portion of their life.
But it feels like they're constantly... Anyway, I know what you're saying, James. Babes. But more importantly, what? It makes me feel like I'm wasting my life.
You are.
I'm 29.
You're listening, you're writing into this podcast. You are wasting your life.
No one's wasting your life more than us.
Right.
I'm 29. Should I be going on exotic holidays and shagging all my mates instead of working day in, day out and going home to my boyfriend? Does anyone else feel like this?
I can't shag my mates. I cannot sleep with friends. What? Have I shagged a mate?
I suppose you started off.
Who? Who did I shag?
No.
Oh, what? Nikki Wiki Weavers. Mm. My ex. Yeah, but we dated when we were 18 and then we became friends.
Fair enough. That's interesting because most gays do shag their friends.
I can't.
They?
I literally cannot shag a friend.
Why not?
Because I find it awkward. I have this separation in my head. Why?
Separation anxiety.
You're asking about separation anxiety. I can't shag my friends. I don't know. Like, the closest I've been is like had like a foursome with a friend, but like
really?
We never touched. We never.
Oh, for God's sake.
It was basically just we were just having sex next to each other.
Well, I've been there.
You were in the bed.
We did not almost have a threesome. Do not incriminate me.
You were in the bed next to me doing the bits. But you were asleep, darling. Asleep.
Right, we're not going back there.
But yeah, I can't sleep with friends. So, so what was his question?
You're like, so back to you.
Back to what's his name?
Again.
Jeremy or something?
James, he said, right. He just said, does anyone else feel like this? Like everyone else is... He says, should I be going on exotic holidays and shagging all my mates instead of working and going home to my boyfriend?
Look, I get like, I feel this massively and I've had like this war in my head before because like, I used to work on a cruise ship and live like a crazy life, like literally travel the world, party, like all around the world. don't know why I did that. Sponsor me cruises.
Sorry, viewers, for that weird intense.
And then I remember
stare.
The whole time I was like, oh God, I really miss like close connection. Like I really want like close intimacy, and I want like a partner, and I want to create a life with them. I want like a house.
Grass was greener.
This is what I'm saying, because then when I come to London, I don't like work. I haven't worked on a cruise ship in years, but like. And like, you know, you get into a relationship and you're like, oh, this is what I want. And then it's like, oh shit, this is really just a mundane life. And then all my friends would be like, oh, you live such an amazing life on a cruise ship, partying all the time with stuff. And I'd be like, no, but I want what you have. So you always want what you can't have. So what true. I'm saying is cherish these times. And if it gets too much, why don't you just both fuck off your jobs and go travelling together?
That's a good idea. You don't have to shaggle your mate.
No, it's overrated. It makes it awkward, in my opinion. But that's actually not a popular opinion. Gays love shagging their mates, but I just can't do it. Do you shag your mates?
I have done.
I know you have done. You've told me. Oh, I know about those, darling.
Yeah, I shagged most of my mates. No.
It
just happens accidentally sometimes because you spend, like... You have like quite close, like I feel like gays have close, intimate relationships with their friendship with their friends, right? In the sense that like you can be more like
I'd be naked around each other. And
yeah,
stuff,
and you can be cuddly with each other, and you can be like
we cuddle, don't we? We spoon sometimes.
Why are you saying this? We literally don't. You're just trying to incriminate me. We do not spoon.
We cuddle naked. So my flat's so warm, very well insulated.
You make me sound so dodgy. Just because you're single, you're fucking sabotaging me.
I need more single friends. I've only got Chelsea.
I mean, I would say, like, I think it's worth having had that experience at some point.
Come having had the experiences.
Because otherwise, you'll always wonder, like you are now, like, oh, should I have been doing that?
Yeah, it's so similar to having a slut phase, very similar to being a woman. If you don't do it and experience it later on, you'll be like, oh, I wish I experienced that.
Or you'll never know that how shit it was if it's actually not that
fun. This is the thing. Like, I feel like I'm at the point in my life where, like, I have slept around not so much. Okay, we won't say so much, but a fair amount much. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm at the point in my life where I'm like, it is actually shit. Like, being... No, you know what? There is fun to be had. Come having had the fun. But there is fun to be had. But... I think once you've had the fun, you hit a point and you're like, you know, it isn't fun anymore.
Yeah, and it sounds like maybe you're not there, James. And it's surprising because you're from Clapham. You'd expect that you might have already done that.
You expect
but
to
maybe
be trash,
you're one of these people that you've, you know, you've been in a relationship for a long time and you haven't managed.
Put that on silent.
I don't know what it's. Whatever. you've not managed to like. Experience that yet.
Also, you are 29, so you get into the age where you're like, shit, I've not experienced
a lot. Well, this is probably why he's thinking it, I think. Like, he's running out of time. Like, if he hits his 30s and he's not done that, it's too late kind of vibe.
This is why I'm grateful that, like, I literally was unhinged from the age of, like, 13. Because I feel like now I'm 27, I'm like, I literally am so ready to hang up the hat, put my slippers on, get a nice husband who looks after me.
I think, actually, your advice was good, like...
Go travelling. Together.
But like, go together.
Because you obviously love each other.
It doesn't have to be... Yeah, well, one would assume. We don't know much about your relationship.
True.
But there's, like, that can be fun as well. And, like, it doesn't have to be... The fun of it is not necessarily the shagging your mates. It's,
going
away and travelling lots of places. And
I'm like, no, I guarantee, like, if you end your relationship and go around shagging your mates or whatever, you will...
Regrets.
Okay, like, at the first, you'd be like, oh my God, this is so good, like, all this stuff, like, freedom.
You'll just be missing him the whole time.
In the end, you'll realise you fucked up.
You'll have a bunch of vapid sex. Because that's all it is anyway. Yeah, like, it might be fun while you're single, but while you're, like... Going for a breakup is actually really vapid and upsetting.
Oh my God, don't. I used to cry after having sex with someone.
Alright, we'll get rid of that.
No, I used to, like, after a breakup, like, I'd have sex with someone and then literally they'd leave and I'd just sit there and be like... Because I'd be so upset that it wasn't them. God, that's so tough.
You're really setting yourself up here for, like...
Boyfriend applications are open. If you're interested, please apply.
I won't cry until you're out of the room.
You won't see me cry for a good 2 weeks, and then I will reveal the tears.
So, yeah, James, don't dump your boyfriend.
No.
You'll probably regret it. But maybe have the, like, you know, 20s, like, travelling.
You can do
stage.
It together, man. I think that's so lovely.
That'd
be a little
cute.
Team. And maybe explore sexually together. Why not? Just make sure it's respectful and there's boundaries.
Just drop us a message and we can, you know, there's two of us here.
Yeah, there is. I'm also available. Oh my god, that, remember that time in the hotel room?
Nope, don't remember that. Well, that's that. That's the end of.
Oh my god, we've come full circle. Literally, back to the beginning.
So if you enjoyed today's episode and you...
You do this bit, I'm terrible.
Benefit from our advice...
Which they will.
Which you will.
If they don't, then they're...
No doubt.
If they don't, then they're deaf.
Then leave us a review, if you wouldn't mind.
No, that's not optional. It's compulsory.
Right. Right, there you go. Ideally 5 stars, if not 6.
If you can.
Just drop us a little line, say what you thought of it. If you have some problems in your life, which you all do, obviously,
oh my
you're
God,
listening
everyone
to this,
yeah,
then
come on.
Send us a message with your dilemmas at... You can go to our website, because I've realised that nobody emails in because you all want to be anonymous. So go to the website at williesoutpodcast.co.uk/willies. And you can write to us anonymously with a pseudonym.
What's a pseudonym?
A pseudonym is a fake name.
Ooh, like that. What would mine be?
Mine probably would be like JW or something.
Watkins.
Follow us on Instagram, Willies Out Podcast.
Yeah, follow us.
All right, well, we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Can't wait to see you all again. Please write in.
Keep being the other woman.
Keep being the other woman. Keep shagging
married men.
Don't stop. It's for the plot.
Stop.
Keep doing things for the plot.
Give
me the plot.
Do.
Love the plot.
Exactly.
If you don't come back with the plot thick, then don't come back. Ooh.
Bye now.
Bye.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.